This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 481, recorded on some day, it's some year. It's August 10th. I was thinking that it was already September earlier today.
I wish.
I know.
Yeah, me too, because to Unite Warriors Computron would be out then.
We're actually like 2 months away for our 17th anniversary.
Wow.
About 2 months away from New York Comic Con, where we'll probably see more new toys.
True. Was your podcast around 17 years ago? No, it wasn't. Okay. So, Radio Free Cybertron is the original Transformers internet radio show and one of the world's first podcasts. We're pretty awesome. I'm Brian Kilby, and with me we have Chris, Matt, Diecast, Don, John DeLuna, and Robert Clay. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Not bad.
Well, okay. I have internet this week, so not bad.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week, and the one thing I remember from last week's show was that you just disappeared.
Yes, I did.
But at least I had the forethought to like email you and ask you if everything was okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that because you know nobody else seems to care, but I'm used to that.
So. I did too.
I was busy here.
I don't even remember why I wasn't here. I was babysitting. That was why.
I thought you were helping someone move.
I did. They were doing
the That's how you were helping someone move.
Yeah.
Nobody's come to help me move, jerks.
You don't have a kid.
And you don't live like 10 minutes from me.
Yeah, that's kind of
funny.
Oh, okay, so now we're
anyone.
Just...
No, he doesn't.
No.
I've seen photos.
Diecast is the closest and he's 4 hours away.
No, I don't mean I don't mean us. I mean anyone, period. You don't live 10 minutes from another human being.
That's by design.
The one photo.
I'm not faulting you for that, Matt. I'm just saying that precludes the people coming to help thing.
The one photo I remember from Matt's house was it was 70 degrees and there was a foot and a half of snow.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was wearing a t-shirt when I took that picture outside.
Global warming. Okay, so hey, did anybody get anything cool?
I got a new internet modem.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, it works. I'm going to turn my camera on just for a second, Brian, so I can
I'm
show
not
off
gonna
what
show
I...
anything.
I... Oh, you're not?
No. So it's not doing you any good.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I got Gewalt. I was able to work out some Dynanomics, and I picked up Gewalt.
Awesome. You like it?
I haven't transformed him yet because I'm waiting for a day off. I just came off 6 days in a row, so I'm a little tired.
He's still in the box. He's been added to the backlog.
No.
I've been about 4 years.
I'm sorry. That's just the funniest thing I've heard all week. I haven't transformed him yet. I'm waiting for a day off work. That is just such a wonderful statement.
So So I love him. He's a gigantic brick. He's beautiful. Just don't look at him from the back because he's a little or the front.
So I asked Diecast.
Wait.
What?
Don't look at him from the back or the front.
Well, the back you have the plane rudders, and the front you have the head. But the head's kind of hidden. It's just you got a little bit of Greeble there on the back. It's you just can't do much with it. But
and if only they had made him a headmaster.
Yeah,
I am looking forward to tearing into this guy.
Somebody should think of doing that.
So Don, two things. One, apologies that I can't show your video, but what I didn't mention was the fact that because Skype sucks and it now forces everything in widescreen, I had to hack together something for the video this week. So, and two, I mentioned this to Diecast before, but like just looking at it, the plastic quality looks like crap, but it's not, right?
Oh, it's no. I mean, I've watched several reviews, and I've heard the same thing from all the reviewers. The plastic quality is top notch. Okay. I mean,
the finish looks bad.
Well, I mean, it's a very flat finish. I mean, the only thing you've got any highlights on is the gunmetal gray they're using for the lights, and the plastic has a slight sheen to it, but it feels like the same plastic you use for Carrie. And y'all, I cannot recommend Carrie enough for being such a solid toy.
Carrie looks like crap too when it comes to the plastic, so that's not really doing anything for me.
Excuse the hell out of me.
No, I'm not I'm not saying Carrie looks like crap, but Carrie's plastic also looks like crap.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just because the way the flat finish comes across. I don't know, but it feels fine in tank mode. But again, I haven't actually dug into them yet.
Carrie looks better in person than it does like in pictures.
Well, so, you know, Carrie is still
actually,
my...
Yeah. I remember seeing a test shot for that at, BotCon 2015, I think. And, yeah, it looks really good in person.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily photograph the best.
No.
Well, you know, again, it's the orange and the yellows probably don't help matters. But, you know, I'll still say this even after all this time. If you want your first third-party toy and you like Rodimus, you cannot go wrong. You cannot... Well, I don't have Spartan. Nice. I don't have Spartan, so
why
I can't
not,
say.
Why not, Don?
Because I have no attachment to the character.
Who cares? It's a Transformer.
Who cares? Look at him, Don. He's wonderful.
It's nice. Spartan is really nice.
I still need to get one. Sadness.
You really do.
I thought you had it.
I know.
Freaking amazing.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anybody else get anything?
All right. I got Stripes and
Burn it. Burn it.
I'm sorry.
Rewind's
nice, but
Rewind's pretty nice.
Stripes sucks.
Stripes is horrifying.
Stripes.
Then I got
I hate you.
Oh, nice.
Well,
he was on Hasbro Toy Shop.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got mine from Big Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was pre-ordered on Big Bad, but they couldn't actually tell me when it was going to ship.
Mine shipped a month ago.
Yeah, but you got the 2-pack. I just ordered Power Master Prime, so they weren't filling my order till who knows when. So
yeah,
I'm
probably
mine's going to come from Japan and have a whack of new parts.
Mine too.
Yeah, mine is too. Yeah, I decided
to order now. So
yeah,
you can order them if you want.
Yeah, but as I mentioned before, with Masterpiece, with the yen rate as it is right now, anyway. The shipping is going to put you up to what probably close to what most U.S. retailers will be selling for it anyway.
And if the exchange rate keeps slipping, it's going to get worse than that, too.
Yeah.
And the other thing I got was I was checking Walgreens for Brainstorm just in case he showed up, which he didn't. But
yeah.
I don't think anybody's found it yet.
R.I.D. No. Grimlock in the G1 colors, the Warrior one,
uh-huh.
For like $4.75.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
So they also had some, I know it's not related, but they also had some Halo figures clearanced for like $3.75 or something that I picked up. And they're normally like $15 or $20 figures.
Yeah, Walgreens is clearancing a lot of their toy selection. And last week, when the manager of my local one said he thought the Brainstorms were coming in that day, all that surfaced was Namor, but that Namor looks really good.
Damn it, Don.
All that surfaced was Don.
I said that last week and no one called it, so I thought I would repeat it so you won't catch it this time.
I'm hoping last week I was purposely ignoring it.
I'm just too
tired to have that patience this week.
I saw Namor, and then I'm like, I have no idea who Namor is. I don't need this.
But it's a gorgeous figure. I just don't care. But it's still a beautiful Marvel Legends figure.
Yeah, you guys suck.
I don't know, Don. All those white guys in Speedos look the same to me.
Oh, I just remembered it's comic book day, and I haven't downloaded my comics yet. Boo. Actually, let's just stop doing the show right now so I can read some DC stuff. I guess not. I like DC right now. I really love Rebirth. Thank you, DC.
Go watch Suicide Squad. And
it's garbage. It's not garbage. It's bad. It's a bad movie.
It's not as bad as everybody says it is.
But it's still bad.
It's watchable.
The only watchable part...
It's not a fantastic movie.
The only watchable
part... Hold your mouth down.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, well... That, yeah.
And, okay. And she should get her own movie. She was that good.
Yeah, I liked her. I she was, you know, tolerable. The Joker is...
Too bad the Joker wasn't.
I don't think the Joker derails
the movie. Hey, Transformers!
I don't think the Joker derails the movie, but the Joker, I think, is not really equipped to carry the DC universe. But let's see here. It's like XV said, it's Transformers podcast. Don't go see Suicide Squad.
We'll complain about Suicide Squad later.
We'll do that post show.
After show, yeah.
So
let's do a mini cast on it.
We could.
After the show.
We could.
Okay.
I'll claim that content.
Okay, sweet. I would be up for that. So let's
okay. see. I'll take the middle ground on that argument. So
I'm only a little. Like a show. Yeah, okay. It's true. But now I just want to do the mini cast, and I'm just like.
So weird. Speaking of, we should let everyone know to look for the mini cast because they're awesome.
Oh, yeah, they are awesome. I love the mini cast. Mini cast is
and we're
great.
About to do one.
About to do one.
On Suicide Squad.
So I guess that'll probably be posted this weekend.
Whenever you want. Man.
Whenever. Sweet. Okay. I didn't get anything Transformers related. I got some wrestling stuff because I went to a really odd, which I think maybe my most favorite convention experience outside of, say, Sharticon, which had its 30th anniversary, 33rd anniversary this week.
I was about to say, I'm older than I think.
But happy 3rd anniversary, Sharticon. Please come back.
But, we miss you.
But you're only as old as you feel, Rob.
Yes. Mm. But I went to a wrestling convention in Charlotte, the NWA Legends Fan Fest, and it was freaking awesome. So if you like wrestling, go next year. It's phenomenal. Let's see.
I wasn't invited.
You come down next time, you can crash here.
Okay.
Seriously, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I didn't get anything. Anybody else get anything? No?
Got G2 Bruticus. He's fun.
From
Amazon? And Bruticus again.
From Amazon?
Yes.
I still don't have mine yet. But
everyone got it except Brian.
Yeah.
When did you pre-order it?
It was Prime Day.
Yeah, I did it way before. Or whenever that listing
well,
went up.
Well, I canceled mine when it was up. I canceled my pre-order to get it at the Prime Day price.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I don't have it yet.
Save $30.
Yeah, Prime. Save $30. I will have my Computron tomorrow, though.
Nice.
Yeah. You have it, Rob. You like it?
Yes, I do. It's the biggest problem I have with it is that the molds they use for the legs are really some of the ones that don't hold up very well as legs. That they, especially, I like the Streetwise mold, but just the I'm sure you all know the problem. The bottom of the car likes to crack apart, and that yeah. hinged part with the foot just likes to come loose. And there's some similar issues with the Brawl mold. So that's. That's the parts of it that I like the least. The rest of it, I really like a lot. And all the minor problems with the Brawl mold have been corrected on Nose Cone, incidentally.
Cool. That's good. Yeah, I can't wait to get it. But I'm really looking forward to the Takara version a little more.
I don't blame you.
Sadness. Okay, let's see here. Let's go ahead and jump to This Week in History, I reckon, because we got a lot. 1986, Transformers is the movie. Is released to U.S. theaters.
Woo!
Yeah. Did it ever make its money? Did it ever turn a profit?
No.
It hasn't yet, you don't think?
Nah.
Probably not. But, Don, you saw that in theaters, right?
I saw it in theaters. I was 16 years old.
I saw it in theaters. I was 7.
Not helping.
One of you did this correctly.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't even know it was in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember the day before it came out, there was an ad in the paper for the GoBots movie. Also, so, you know.
That was the Rock Wars movie?
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. So, yeah. I was there.
I remember seeing the movie poster and getting all excited, but my parents would not take me to see Transformers the movie.
Yeah. Watching
because
Prime,
they were smart.
Yeah. If you think seeing Prime die is sad on the small screen, try it on the big screen. It's even more.
I have, better. And it's the same. I was an adult though, and you were too, actually, almost. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't cry or nothing. It's just like, well, crap. I like that character.
Didn't you, Don?
Nope.
Okay, I did.
See, because I'll be honest.
When I was 7.
Well, I mentioned this a while back. You know. I was too stunned by the shuttle scene to really for it to register Prime had died. And I'm thinking,
it's horrific, back at the, yes.
Yeah, and then I figured he'd be back at the end of the movie. And then, so, who's this Rodimus Prime? Why is he okay?
It's not far away from that monologue from Patton where he's talking about you're having a friend's face turned to goo. That's basically what Transformers the movie is for the first 15 minutes.
Well, that's what happened to Ironhide, pretty much.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't see Transformers the movie for the first time until I was an adult. Like, I was 21, actually. And I knew... No, I knew everybody died, but I didn't realize it was in the first 10 to 15 minutes, and I was kind of taken aback by that a little bit.
Yeah, because you're so just overloaded with all the death by the time you get to prime scene. It's just, it doesn't really register there for a minute.
Yeah, okay. But you know what? Just as controversial this week in history, unironically, Transformers the movie, the original motion picture soundtrack, is released on vinyl and LP.
I got a funny story about that.
Where you found it in the record store?
Yeah, I was at UNC Wilmington for 2 years, finishing up my college, and the place where I got my comics was called Memory Lane Comics in Wilmington. And for 2 years, I've been going to that store. And on my last trip there to close out my box after I graduated Wilmington, I was going through the record bin just for nothing else to do, and found that soundtrack on vinyl for $2.50. It had been there for over 2 years. I had never gone through the bin to find it.
If the movie is way overrated, the soundtrack is even more way overrated.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. Why can't we hang up on Brian?
That soundtrack is awesome.
No, I like
it. Grows on.
I love Transformers, and I love Transformers the movie, knowing that it's bad. I love the soundtrack, knowing that it's bad, but I would say that the soundtrack is objectively worse than the movie.
God.
Because it's full of a lot of crap.
I don't know you anymore.
It's, yeah.
He's a fraud, guys. He's a fraud this whole time.
Yeah, I'm a chef.
Finally come out, 30 years.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, in 1989, Transformers the movie is finally released in Japan.
I feel so bad about the Japanese fans at the time trying to get, because they got 2010 before the movie even came out. It's like,
mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. So, 2010, that was season 3. And so, was there anything specifically to bridge the movie? I mean, Scramble City wasn't technically to bridge it, was it?
There was the famous commercial of Convoy dying and the kids shouting Convoy at the end. That's about all I can think of.
Yeah, I remember this popped up before, and there's my knowledge of Scramble City is minimal. I mean, I've watched both the animated version and the stop motion version, but honestly, other than like Triptychon showing up, I don't remember much about it.
Has anyone heard if because remember they redid the some of the anniversary stuff back on the 20th. Is any of that being re-released for the 30th?
Repeat that, Don.
You mean if any of the extras from the 20th anniversary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure if we've had a full accounting of what's going to be on the Blu-ray yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since those were kind of hidden extras on the 20th anniversary edition, they might be the same if they're here.
Was that the Sony disc?
Yeah, and that's another issue. This is Shout Factory, so they may not have been able to get all the various rights and clearances for those things.
Yeah, probably not. I don't have the Sony disc, so I don't even know what's on it. I'd like to have the the Metrodome disc that McFeely's on, where he does the commentary and everything.
Yeah, I've got the RID discs of that. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty sweet. And of course, because I had to put it in here, 2006, Kiss Players toy line kicks off with the release of Convoy Cross Melissa. So, I'm certain it's probably pretty terrible. That's, God, I'm just looking at pictures from the wiki and it just, let's see here. Let me see if I can bring this up. There she is.
What, who, Miss America?
No, Marissa Fairborn.
Oh.
Yeah. That was awful, but thank you. Okay, so let's see here.
Marissa America.
Marissa America. God. Okay, so let's quickly talk about Combiner Wars Episode 2.
No.
So, I wasn't here last week to talk about Episode 1. I wasn't a huge fan. There were things I liked about Episode 1, things I didn't like. I didn't like the producing that they did on the audio. I felt that they could have done more to make it sound robotic, or they could have spent 5 extra minutes tweaking it. It sounds like maybe not like a I don't want to question the skills of the person doing the producing, but you know. But I like the way
But you're going to question the skills of the person doing the producing.
Yeah, but I like the I like the way it looks, even though I realize it kind of looks like Energon used to look. But you know, it's a web series, so
it does kind of have the frame rate still kills me. I mean, I know it's supposed to be watched on a mobile device. I'm watching it on a PC screen, but it moves like a scratched PlayStation 1 disc.
Okay, let me. Okay, so like. Yeah, in the U.S., it's being distributed by a primarily mobile device service. Almost everywhere else in the world, it's on the Machinima YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a primarily mobile device.
That's true, yeah.
Mechanism. Yeah. So, like, I mean, for me, that excuse just doesn't fly.
So, other than being smaller, the screen on, like, most decent cell phones is higher res and better quality than the screen you're looking at on your computer or your TV. So I don't know that it's even the best argument anyway, ignoring that, because like my screen, it's my phone is like 1440p or whatever, which is better than like most desktops. So, but
yeah, but you're insane.
No, it's just the
no, you are.
It's just
you
the
are.
Standard Galaxy S6.
But you're still insane.
I am insane. But, you know, I kind of like the way it looks. The first episode, again, story kind of... But the second one was a lot better. But it answered the question that we had early on in that prelude video of Starscream, whether or not it was, basically Starscream lying, or if Starscream had... his personality had changed. And his personality's changed. So...
Which I kind of don't like, but...
Yeah.
Also, just I hate to say it, but when this was announced and when we started talking about the fact they were going to have this council, I knew exactly how this scene was going to go already.
Yeah.
Which is that they were all going to sit around and it's like, we are a government in a cartoon. We should try and do something productive. No, well, let's not do that.
Yeah. But It definitely is trying to go somewhere. It's definitely this. A lot more happened in this, I think. Well, maybe not. Okay, about the same amount of stuff actually happened, with less fighting, more talking. The dialogue was a little better than the almost non-existent dialogue from the first part. But overall, it was. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah.
So. I don't know that I'm excited for the next part.
I've decided I'm not watching any more of it until it's all out.
But
that's going to take like 30 whole minutes to watch.
Yeah.
How can you spend that much
40.
Time? 40.
Man, 40, actually.
That's a lot of time to invest.
Yep, but at least I'll get it all at once.
Yeah. Like, the voices that are being used, I think, are pretty serviceable, but, like, my issue with the audio goes to the whoever the producer is. Like, I don't know, add an effect beside, like, you know, echo. Probably would help. But okay, so that's general thoughts around Episode 2. Anybody else have any thoughts before we bring Don back? Because he's in hiding. He doesn't want to know.
I'm right here. I just haven't seen it.
Diecast doesn't want to know.
But do we have to bring Diecast back?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just haven't seen it yet. But
so is Diecast... Diecast is the one who doesn't want to be spoiled on this?
Yeah,
Diecast makes bad choices.
So Diecast, you don't want to be spoiled on this. I misread the Skype screen.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet, and it only came out yesterday. So
you don't want to know that Bumblebee died.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, he comes back as a ghost in Starscream's head.
Yeah.
That was a busy 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a lot like an episode of Battlestar Galactica, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump to the news.
I was doing something else yesterday.
What were you doing?
I was participating in the Hasbro toy shop extravaganza.
Okay.
So I was doing something else entirely yesterday.
Okay, so screw the Hasbro toy shop thing. So XV was he was at the Transformers 5 set.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the coolest, most awesome thing that you saw?
No comment.
You're embargoed, right?
Yeah. we have photos of the cars they let us see on T-Formers. That stuff is good to go right now. Cool stuff. Got to hear a very expensive Mercedes engine get revved as they rolled out of the garage. Stuff like that.
So what was the new characters that you saw?
No comment. What I can tell you, though, is that you are capable of stuffing 7 grown men into the back of Optimus Prime.
Wow.
True story. For what reason did they do that?
No comment.
Read the book. Or watch the movie.
No, Don, it's buy my book and watch our movie.
No, I was referring to the old Time Life series of books where they would pose these interesting
Don,
questions.
I'm making a better reference.
Excuse me for breathing.
No comment.
Okay. So we'll revisit this throughout the show. So yeah, to what Diecast was saying, the SDCC exclusives were on Hasbro Toy Shop yesterday, and most of them are still there.
Yeah, I'm
that's
surprised.
A first.
This is the first year the Transformers exclusives did not sell out.
Most of them. This time, yeah, because there's always something available.
Yeah, last year the Combiner Hunter set hung around for a while. Devastator still lasted a couple days, though, didn't it?
Did it?
Didn't it?
I don't know. But if I can, did anyone else participate in trying to get these items? Because I'd like to talk about it for a minute.
If I wanted something, I could probably get it right now. I'm skipping the Joe set because every toy that I have from the Joe set is in the closet and the boxes are in the attic. So obviously, I don't care enough. So
yeah.
Here's what happened.
You don't have a complete set in your closet, Brian. So you have to get this to put it with the
that's
others.
Your diecast, yeah. Go ahead.
The sale was at some point in time yesterday. It turned out to be 11 a.m. Eastern time, pretty much sharp. I added something to my cart. And first of all, everything said add to cart. If you went to the exclusive section, they all said add to cart. And then if you tried to add it to cart before the sale, it said there was no inventory or not sufficient enough inventory. And then when it went live, you were able to add the stuff to the cart. So I added the Star Wars figures, all 3 of them. And then I was like, I know I have to check out real quick because they're usually the hottest ones. So I try and check out and my count doesn't work anymore. So I had to do it as a guest and I'm checking out as a guest. And then it says, oh, one of the items isn't available any longer, but it doesn't tell you which one. So you have to go back 5 steps to your cart and then click each item to figure out which item it is. But it doesn't tell you that this item is out of stock. The only way you can tell, which I had to learn from doing it, is that it's the item that doesn't say in stock any longer. That's the only thing that would be different. It doesn't say out of stock. It just doesn't say in stock.
That's weird.
So I spent like 5 minutes because I assumed it was the Obi-Wan Kenobi, the old Ben set that was going to be the one that sold out first. And it turned out it was the Jen Erso pack, which is the cheap one, the $25 Black Series figure. So by this time, I figure it out. I get her out of the cart and I check out with Obi-Wan and the Kylo Ren set. So I check out and that goes through and I'm like, good.
It sounds like it's still way better than previous years.
It's still really bad. So I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to go back in. And I added Soundwave because that was still in stock. And
it
added
still is.
No, Soundwave is not.
Oh, is it gone? Okay.
Because I added that, and I added the Generations Titans Return Titan Force set.
Oh, it does say out of stock. I see it right there.
And then I went to check out, and Soundwave went out of stock before I checked out. So then I had to do it again and go all the way back 4 or 5 pages and then, you know, remove it from my cart and then go through and check out. So,
Don, this Mighty Mug Visionaries thing is hideous.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I want to support Visionaries because this is the first new product we've gotten in 20 years,
is that
30
years. Is that a real hologram or is...
No, it's supposed to be an actual, the same hologram technology they were using back in the day.
What about the mustache? Is it real mustache?
I don't know. Is it the
same gem technology they used back then? Because you mentioned the holograms.
Nice. So, Diecast, what did you end up getting?
So, I ended up getting Ben, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Wait,
Transformers-wise.
Oh, I only
I don't give a shit about, I mean, crap about Star Wars.
I only got the Titans Return Titan Force set, which is still available. And also Metroplex, Fortress Maximus, which really surprises me because it's not that much more expensive than the retail one. And the retail one isn't really widely available yet.
It's still available. That is weird.
Fortress Maximus is coming in stock himself.
Okay, then I shall get Fortress Maximus to buy me.
They probably already produced a ton of those.
You know why no one's buying him? Because he can't fight without Chrome Dome.
That's true. And to John's point, we don't know what the levels of this production levels are. So,
yeah, I have to assume that Soundwave had very few numbers available for sale in the U.S. since I think that's primarily a Chinese-oriented product.
I got the Chinese one, but it's a different color. It's gold instead of silver. The silver was for San Diego Comic-Con. I haven't seen any silver overseas that I could get my hands on. So I do have a gold one coming, but I was going to have a gold and a silver. I was kind of going back and forth. But yeah, I will only have the gold one now.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone out there who will sell you a silver Soundwave tablet if you really want one.
Oh, wait, I didn't realize there were two different versions. Okay.
Yeah, overseas there is a gold.
Yeah.
But it's still Soundwave, surprisingly.
It's still ugly.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of impressed by the way they got it, you know, as thin as they did, and it still looks fairly decent in robot mode. But, you know, it's a nice little piece, but nothing I'm going to kill myself trying to get.
It reminds me too much
of...
Go ahead.
It is an interesting application of transforming rectangle technology. That's about all I can say.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of the Megatron Mega Drive figure or the Sega Genesis, and I just don't like it. Is that part of the same line in Japan? Or is that something different?
This figure didn't come out in Japan, as far as I know, only China.
Oh, so it is Hasbro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. It's basically, as I understand, this is like the most popular model tablet in China, and so it's like a co-production kind of thing.
That is so weird. Okay. Wow, I didn't realize that. I just assumed when I saw it before that it was Japan, but no, okay, China, that is odd. Okay, neat. So that, heck, actually knowing that, I kind of want it. I know, right?
You're so weird!
I know. Okay, so let's see here what else we got going on. So there's a new trailer for, we mentioned Transformers the movie, 30th anniversary is this week. The Blu-ray comes out in September in a steelbook and regular edition. There's a new trailer. I watched it, and I'm like, wow, I've seen that movie before, I think.
And you're going to buy it again.
Seems familiar. Mm-hmm. I already have it on Blu-ray. So this is just another Blu-ray version. It's a different transfer. I'm pretty sure this is an all new transfer. But
I remember the ad saying it was from a 4K transfer.
But yeah, they're not issuing it in 4K, but it is a new 4K remastering that it's based on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I don't know if Rhino did this or somebody else, because like I have it on Blu-ray and it looks good. So somebody mastered it to Blu-ray. So I'm just I don't
But
But this one has Hot Rod in the correct shade of magenta.
Well, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Because some releases of this have looked like crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I got it. And John convinced me last night or the night before to get it in Steelbook. I don't know why, but...
It wasn't hard.
No, it wasn't hard.
It's on sale for $20.
They're the same price now.
Yeah.
Which is weird, so I went ahead and got it.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, so like now I'm going to have something that doesn't quite fit on my Blu-ray shelf.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That will drive you insane.
It will. It sure will. But that's something.
Good work, John.
So Transformers Fall of Cybertron, this was news to me, came out on PS4 and Xbox One yesterday.
Yeah, what? And I don't know anything about this firsthand, but Hey Mickey said that the company behind the remastering has produced a couple of kind of substandard remastered versions of games before, and also Activision wants $50 for it.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, actually, the Xbox One is more expensive than the PlayStation version last I checked.
Yeah, it's like 60.
Yeah.
It's like 70, apparently.
Yeah, Activision does not know how to price their older games. When everything else on Steam goes on sale, like within the first 6 months, it took, I think, a year and a half for the regular version of Fall of Cybertron to get down to a decent price.
Yeah, this is a four-year-old remaster of a game, and they're charging like $50 for it. That's
I wonder if I max out the settings on my PC version, if it'll look just as good or better than the remastered version.
Probably,
because I paid like $10 for that, mm-hmm. And I have a GTX 1080. So,
I mean, I love Fall of Cybertron. I do, but I think my PlayStation 3 version is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the PC version, and it looks just as fine as I'd want. So, yeah. And I need a new graphics card eventually, though, because it's one step below what's required to play No Man's Sky.
Ah, sucks. I'm sorry.
I just don't understand why they're charging $70 for it.
Nobody understands why.
Because Activision.
Yeah. I mean, just, literally...
They don't understand how to mark down their games and when. They just don't.
If only Acclaim had released it.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, literally work went into it to make it happen, so it's not like they just... It's a total copy-paste. But, I mean, like, when somebody, like, completely recreates something from the ground up, like they did with, what, Halo? Like, I understand that getting a relatively new, new price, but... Mm-hmm. Certainly they did work, but it wasn't like they recreated every asset in the game or everything or anything like that. So I do think $70 is ridiculous.
It is. As much as I like that game, $70 would have been ridiculous for it new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of something I might pay $70 for.
Mm-hmm. But so yeah, but on the Super Nintendo, I mean, you got to remember games cost. Sorry, Don, can't not segueing into your story yet.
Okay.
games on the Super Nintendo, back when there were physical ROMs, those games routinely cost $70 or $80, and money was worth more back then. So
yeah. Well, did you ever see what Phantasy Star 4 cost at Toys R Us?
Retail was $100.
Yep.
But, like at Toys R Us, it was probably $120.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Okay, Don, so your awkward transition, you do it over.
It's the moment is the magic is gone. Just go on with it.
Okay, so we've been talking about this, and it actually is happening. The Convoy, or I guess Bat Optimus Primal, is actually coming out. Funny.
No sign of your alligator Megatron.
Not yet.
And I want this, but I don't know how I'm going to be able to get one unless I go through scalpers or.
Big Battle
Hobby, Big Battle have it.
Big Battle have it.
TF Source will have it. Well, it won't be hard to get hold of.
Sometimes okay. HLJ carries the E Hobby stuff too.
Okay, all right. Because I didn't want to go. You know, I can't say the bat word. Never mind. I don't want to go crazy trying to pick one up, but I do want it.
A little bit bats in your belfry there, Don.
No, the BS, you know. Yeah. I can't say that.
I know, Don. I'm giving you an alternative.
What is this in reference to? Because I'm not...
I'm not tracking Don.
Miss Prime B.
Not tracking Don. Don't get it.
It's driving Don batty.
Oh, God.
That'll work.
Don't bat the ground with a dead horse.
We get that. Nobody listening will get that.
Okay, Diecast, that is... Remember in Beast Wars, Optimus Prime 1...
No, he doesn't remember in Beast Wars, Don. Oh. That's the problem.
let him explain, because I'm sure someone else might have...
Okay, when Beast Wars first came out, there was a two-pack released with... You know the BotCon...
Everybody knows that.
Onyx Primal. That was originally Optimus Primal... And there was a Megatron in a two-pack that was actually Optimus and Megatron in the Beast Wars setting. They didn't go that route. They went with Primal and a different Megatron. This bat is an homage to the bat Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Are those Transformers Prime Wheeljack swords?
Yes.
I was wondering why they looked familiar, and I couldn't place them. I could not place them, but you're exactly right.
And I love that he comes with the ape face vehicle in optimal Optimus colors.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
That was
touch.
Pretty awesome.
And they actually photographed it in emulation of the car mode.
I should be showing this.
Yeah, don't be diecast.
Yeah. Hey, because
actually, in the second picture, there is a second Titan Master here.
Yeah. It also comes with an alligator Megatron head, which I'm reasonably sure is going to be color matched to Skullcruncher, because I don't think we're going to be getting a whole Megatron to go with that.
I was kind of hoping this was sort of an allusion to maybe a two-pack with the homage to the two-pack that they came out with originally, and they were just going to show and they were just showing off this to tease the Megatron coming with the set. That's the way I was interpreting it.
As best as I'm able to determine, it comes with both Titan Masters, and there will be no Gator Megatron body. Again, I think because the colors would be relatively similar to Skullcruncher's.
Yeah,
I need this about so much.
I want this too. Because that Mind Wipe mold, I watched a review on it. It looks really nice, so I can't wait to get this in hand, get both of them in hand.
That mold's out.
No. Well, in Singapore.
Overseas.
Yes, Singapore has them, and I saw a few reviews from native Chinese speakers that were transforming it.
So, Don, are you going to get it?
Duh.
Okay, just checking. Yep, definitely buying that. Okay, we are in agreement. Let's see here, Masterpiece Cheetor, new stock photos. Dang, this looks nice.
It does.
Yeah.
It really, really does.
That Beast Mode's fairly solid looking in color.
And the colors are spot on.
Don, I will end you.
Don, I gotta admit, that was pretty good. That was clever. Good job. That one was good. But, I like this a lot. But what it really makes me want more than anything is, you know, just the Masterpiece Transmetal Cheetor.
This makes me really want a Masterpiece Megatron.
Same here, but I really want a Masterpiece Silverbolt.
Yeah. The thing is, the original Megatron's pretty good. The original Optimus Primal's pretty good. So it's like it almost doesn't need a Masterpiece toy.
Well, the problem is, I'd prefer Transmetal Megatron.
Yes.
Versus the first Megatron, but then they wouldn't match with that in the Primal.
Primal should be the Transmetal version. I want him on a freaking skateboard.
Yes.
But don't tell me you don't. I love that toy. I love most of, I guess, almost all of the Transmetal toys, except for maybe like Rhinox.
Well, Rhinox farted.
Well, the Rhinox, the Transmetal Rhinox has a really interesting transformation. It's just all that chrome, you got to be real careful or stuff's going to start chipping.
It's just that the robot mode is ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
But it does have an interesting transformation.
Yeah. I have the Armada version. It's pretty good.
Hey, Don.
Mm.
I'm sorry about the awkward transition comment. It was actually a better transition than I normally do.
That's fine. I just thought we were going to move to that, and I just saw a chance to, you know,
take your job.
You're trying to take Brian's job. Now I just wanted to vent about the cost of 16-bit games.
That's fine.
Because, you know, it's timely. God, I wish we still had a new sound wave. Okay, so blah 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 blah. What's next?
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Nudge, wink, wink. Say no more.
If only we had a retro gaming podcast,
or
a video game podcast in general. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, I forgot that I put this in. New upcoming product images of Takara's Brainstorm, Soundwave, Super Genrai, and more. So,
boy, that Brainstorm looks terrible.
In every regard. I'm just taken aback real quick by Optimus Prime's white shorts. It's like he's wearing tidy whiteys. But let's go to Brainstorm real quick. Oh yeah, that's they really overdid it. You would think that like more paint apps and everything would make it look better.
It's a problem of what they're matching it to. Because sometimes animation accuracy is the wrong way to go.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because, you know, Brainstorm doesn't usually have a lot of colors associated with him. Just, you know, the main teal or the teal or aqua, whatever you want to call it. And then a few highlight colors. But, you know.
In Japan, what was Brainstorm's partner? Actually, I guess it would have been Brainstorm because they don't have individual names, right, in Japan.
If I understand correctly, the toy makes a distinction and I think still calls it Arcana.
Okay. So I love the way that Arcana looks with a little Titan Master vehicle, with a smile and everything. I mean that
he's
looks
so happy
slick.
Driving his little blue tractor.
Yeah,
he does.
But actually, that's kind of nice too. The motorcycle or the skimmer cycle, whatever. But the vehicle mode. Do we have pictures in robot mode?
That reminds me almost of. Of the vehicles that they use in Star Wars.
The speeder bike.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I skipped it. I'm sorry. Oh, God, it looks awful in robot mode. Okay.
I'm okay with the speeder bike just because it's not a jet or a tank, which is kind of refreshing for the Titan Master vehicles.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about this vehicle, and eventually I will finish this review, is that it makes the best gun out of any of the Titan Master vehicles, in my opinion.
I think, yeah, I get that.
Makes a nice double barrel, like, shotgun thing.
Yeah.
So here.
But you know what looks worse than Brainstorm?
What?
Ravage.
Ravage. But the thing is, Brainstorm looks so different than the US version that I kind of want it, even though I don't like the way it looks. Yeah. Because it has its own individual character. Let me pull up.
I mean, I get it if you're really attached to the headmasters and want specific representations of that iteration of the character.
Oh, God.
It's definitely a Stripes.
Yeah, it's definitely a Stripes.
That's awful.
One of the reasons I rated Stripes the way I did, because Stripes was bad, and it means that Ravage was going to be worse.
And I think people should find Classics Hound and just get the Ravage from that. I think you'll be a lot better off.
Go to eBay and find a knockoff Masterpiece Ravage.
Yeah.
That too.
About $15.
And I have to say, Soundwave in tape deck mode, just something about that. I mean, robot mode looks fine. It's just tape deck mode looks...
like Blaster?
Blah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Soundwave colors, but it's just there's no. It's
how
just,
often are you going to have them in tape deck mode, Don?
Well, I don't plan on getting either one because I got Masterpiece Soundwave, so I don't plan on getting either one him or Blaster unless they're at Ross in 2 years for something cheap.
Well, so while I don't like the way it looks as a toy, if that were an actual working like cassette player, I'd use that.
Now I'm guessing, is Prime's Titan Master supposed to be homaging Genra or Haikyuu?
Yeah.
Because the colors are very similar.
I mean, it could go either way, honestly.
Yeah. I mean...
No, I like that they give the skin tone on the lower half of the face to make it look like either Jinrai or a Nebulon.
I'll pull that up in a second. Right now I'm showing Soundwave in robot mode, and I actually really like that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that brainstorm is terrible.
It is, isn't it? It's awful.
Yeah, it's just the wings are black and no.
It is basically accurate to how the animation model looked in the Headmasters. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do to a toy.
No, that is just no.
Yeah, again, I'm showing Genride right now, or Super Genride, and again, it's like he's wearing shorts. It's weird looking.
Yeah, kind of is.
Maybe Tommy Kennedy became a shorts master, and he's like extra armor or something.
Oh god,
there's horrifying. So many bad implications in what you just said, Don. Yeah.
I just made a generically neutral statement. If y'all are
there,
going
are
to the bad
so
place,
many bad implications in what you said, Don. If Superhero Time was still on, you would never hear the end of this. I promise you.
Is Superhero Time gone?
At least till
extended leave.
Okay.
So I think the winner out of all the brainstorms is the one in the San Diego
Walgreens
set.
Actually, I think the Walgreens one looks a little better, at least in pictures.
I like the Walgreens one, except for the weird colored hands, but that's my only complaint with it.
It needs a little touch-up work. It needs a little touch-up work, but no, the SDCC one at least paints over the hands so they're not still blue.
Oh, does it? I thought it didn't.
Yeah. No, I believe it does, but the Walgreens one definitely omits that paint operation.
Gotcha.
And here's the same thing. Here's a weird thing. For what you would pay with the current conversion rate for that brainstorm, that'd be almost $40, give or take. You can get.
But it does
come
with a little vehicle too.
Yeah, but you can get the San Diego set for $75. For $35 more, you get the Windblade in the second color and the Sentinel Prime.
But this one has the Japanese head, and that's going to appeal to a lot of people. So
exactly,
well, true.
Although, like of all the Japanese face model resculpts, I think this one looks the worst.
Yeah. On the other hand, I really like Jinrai's face sculpt. So it's like a nice, solid interpretation of the original Power Master Prime head for the small robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I understand why some people think it's dumb that there's the Titan Master with the faceplate face that you put the helmet with the faceplate over, but it's the transition from Robot Jinrai to Super Jinrai, and that's just how it worked.
Yeah, and I mean, by that logic, having the faceplate head over the under the faceplateless head on Ultra Magnus is kind of dumb, and nobody ever complained about that.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest. If I had a choice between spending the money for Smart Robin versus this brainstorm, I'd buy Smart Robin. It's a much better looking brainstorm.
We'll have that conversation another time, Don.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What do we got?
I mean, just compared to the Japanese version. Just if it was between those two.
There's no reason to talk about this prototype image because we have better images in that new story. So let's skip that.
I didn't put that in there.
I did. let's see here. Okay, so let's talk about all the reveals from that Chris can't talk about from Transformers 5.
I could talk about any of these. I just don't want to.
Yeah. So we have Hot Rod. I mean, it's a Transformers movie design. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's Bumblebee.
Yeah, it's. The colors are wrong. The face is wrong. And again, I've mentioned this before. I've got on my soapbox, I know, about not judging something based on early work. It's just, it does, as it is right now, it does not look like Hot Rod.
I'd prefer it with some bright colors, honestly.
Yeah.
Or at least a little more color on the chest to make it look a little more Hot Rod-ish.
Yeah, it doesn't all need to be red or anything like that, but it does need like bright colors on it to make that connection.
Yeah, where there's no yellow on it, there's no
as it is. Who this cares? Could just as easily be a new form for Drift as that Mercedes is a new form for Drift.
Yeah,
I mean, heck, it could be Marissa Fairborn for all we care. I mean, yeah. It's the movies.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, if they pull off that Transformers the movie arm rotation transformation on this one, I'll buy it.
Nice.
okay, yeah, I'll give you that one, Don.
I care about the movies. This doesn't feel right for the movie.
How so?
Why? It looks perfectly like everything for right movies.
It just, like XV said, with the coloring, the face.
Else is right either, so I don't get what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, this is stylistically a match. I'm just saying, like, it needed some changes to work as Hot Rod.
Yeah. Well, now,
none of the characters, with the exception of, like, Optimus Prime, even remotely look like the characters, so I don't
know. Also, come to think of it, I want to talk about that a little bit. So, like, there's the Platinum set with the Junkions, where they were using the Autobot Hot Rod name on the toy. The Titans Return Deluxe coming is going to be Hot Rod. We assume they just got that name back coincidentally, but now we know this is like Bumblebee in 2006, where they pursued that so they could use it in the movie.
Oh, really?
The next year. I mean, it's the same sequence of events here. It has to be the same kind of process.
Yeah,
they want the iconic name back, especially I think with the anniversary year happening, it's more motivation. But I think using Hot Rod and getting the name back now had to have been driven by use in the movie more than anything else.
It would have been awesome in the movie if Optimus had said, "Autobot Hot Rod, come over here, I need you." I mean, that would have been great.
Yeah. Well, now, one thing about the movie characters is with them being CGI. Isn't it easy-ish to change the colors? I mean, once you get the modeling done...
I mean, yes, it would be, just on the surface of it, actually, literally. but, I mean, it's not necessarily a matter of creatively they decided they wanted the character to be this color.
Right.
Because whatever Hot Rod turns into, they have to work with the car manufacturer and come to terms on that, so that they're happy with how the likeness of their property is being represented as
right.
well.
That makes perfect sense why none of the characters look right.
Yeah. And it's possible in vehicle mode he will look more like Hot Rod with more appropriate color showing. I was just saying that
I would say it's less likely.
But if you can basically just change the surface colors with a right click and change, then at least there's some hope. Maybe they might tweak the color some without having to redo the whole figure.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. So, Don. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I kind of agree with you, but I wouldn't count on that happening.
Yeah. So speaking of characters,
can I
give you my guess? This Hot Rod is going to be a Corvette, is my guess, because the headlights look a lot like the headlights on my car.
Cool.
Okay, but like we know Crosshairs, is going to be in this and appears to still be a Corvette from the leaked image.
They could have two.
They could, but I kind of doubt they will.
They'll be the Corvette brothers. Speaking of characters that don't look like any other look like themselves, so we have Tank's Empty Bro, Hound. He's back. And he looks just as wrong as he did before. He looks like John Goodman, not like Hound.
He looks like Bulkhead. He's Bulkhead.
Yeah. He's Bulkhead.
Yeah. So.
Well, I just hope John Goodman. Oh, he is. I just hope John does the voice because he was the only bright spot in really Age of Extinction.
He was good.
Agreed.
I don't think they would bring Hound back and then have someone else do the voice. So I would assume that he's going to be the voice.
Yeah. We have Crosshairs again. So.
The angry calf Decepticon shoot first. I didn't like him. Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
Well, yeah, his character graded me the wrong way. What little there was of it.
Yeah, basically, John Goodman was the only one to actually have anything resembling character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, vocal inflection, emotion, pathos. Not asleep at the wheel, you know.
We've got a new render of Squeaks, who's still adorable-ish. I still like the way Squeaks looks.
Now, I will say on Crosshairs, hopefully the toy technology has come far enough along where they can actually get the... I like the cape kind of look on him, if they can actually get it to work this time.
Is that it? We had Barricade, I thought.
We did. I don't see him in the notes.
I had it in there. I must have deleted it. So.
And Megatron went up a few minutes ago, too.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So Megatron and Barricade. I'll add those to the show notes. So
Barricade's looking a little more colorful than before.
He looks more like a traditional Transformer now.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, because he's one of the few that has, like, equity in how he's looked in the past, and they change him.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't like it. yeah, and Megatron, I really don't like.
Yeah, you can't even tell what he is.
He looks like a bug of some sort.
He looks like Megatron in the first two movies.
Yeah.
I think that's what he turns into, Megatron, from the first two movies. Like, he just turns around backwards, and that's his alt mode.
I wonder if he's, if somehow Megatron's back, or if this could be like a time-displaced Megatron. I'd like a time-displaced Megatron.
Yeah, he's that would, we could just sort of avoid the whole Galvatron thing. And
oh, that'd be great if Transformers 5 was just an adaptation of Time Wars.
Yep.
Well, at least we can forget about Galvatron, because that was horrible in the last movie. So
the only thing horrible about Galvatron was the cloud of metal transformation thing.
Yeah, it was bees. My yeah. God,
not the bees.
And the fact that he could have been completely removed from the story, and it still would have been the same story.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see the movie to see how Megatron gets worked back into it, and that's at least interesting to me.
You might be overestimating what they'll actually show.
I'm not saying I might get disappointed, but it gives me reason to go see the movie, because I'm sure a lot of people are saying, how do we have Megatron again?
So. Yeah. For people who actually pay attention to what happens in the movies instead of just, like, you know, having their eyes wide open as, you know, their eyes are assaulted with visuals, so.
Lens flare.
Yeah. That was the first thing I saw in Star Trek Beyond was lens flare. Okay, so.
That was the first thing they showed in Star Trek. No, you said Beyond, but in 2009 they actually, like, opened with a lens flare.
Yeah, they opened with lens flare in the new one as well. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Amazon. You're awesome. We love you. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and you help us out. Any purchase you make using that link, Amazon sends a little back our way to help us pay for the bills. Right now there's Ecto Cooler on Amazon. So I was about to order some earlier, but the show started, so I didn't get to it. But Amazon's pretty great. Any kind of back-to-school need that you have, they can take care of you there. And it's pretty awesome. Don, have you bought something recently on Amazon? Were you about to say something?
Yes. I recently got my G2 Bruticus.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
I'm jealous. I don't have mine yet.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll probably be using our TF Radio/Amazon link to get the Blu-ray.
Nice.
So I can watch it again for the unknownth time.
Yeah. Mine's on pre-order, so I'll have it here in about a month. Almost a month to the day, I think. Which is pretty cool. But yeah, thank you, Amazon. Again, anytime you use the link, it helps us out. TFradio.net/Amazon. Okay, third-party news. X2 Toys make opposable, unofficial Titan Master style figures, upgrades, and more. I think these look awesome.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, this is like the best idea.
I like the big exosuit thing.
Yes.
But just the idea of having, like, compatible Titan Masters that can also move.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm interested in this developing.
Yeah, the exosuit is great. This is pretty phenomenal, so I can't wait for that to come out.
I also like the More Than Meets the Eye style rewind. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I like the one we have, but something that looks more like the comic version would be good to have. The Insecticons, meanwhile, just feel a little bit superfluous to me, but I'd really like
And they're not even starting with Kickback, which would be the most relevant one to launch with.
Yeah.
But I see what they're going for with these, though, because I'm
we're assuming Kickback is going to have the compartment for the Titan Master, and it looks like that's what this Bombshell and Shrapnel are going for.
Oh, good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Interesting approach. So while their Kickback, they eventually get to just not have that then, so that neither set, official or unofficial, will match each other.
Yes.
But if you mix and match, you'll have two complete sets.
You know what would be really cool? Great. If they do a Daniel Headmaster, and then he can have an exosuit.
Yeah, actually.
We haven't seen the faces on the back of those prototype little opposable Titan Masters. Maybe one of those is an RC head.
There you go. And then all you need is to repaint a chrome dome, and you got your RC.
Maybe we can get Reaper labels to make, like, you know, a full body sticker sheet to just, you know, cover every inch of chrome dome surface in pink.
I'm ignoring both of you, so you might as well go ahead and give it up.
Go ahead and get it up.
Okay. Give it up. Give it up.
I'm not giving it up, Diecast.
Yeah, this isn't a TFCon.
This isn't RFC after dark. You're going to have to wait. Wait for me to make a logo first. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, let's see here. And Don, you wanted to talk about this one, which is Thunderstorm, the unofficial Thunderwing.
No, I just was mentioning it that I didn't see it in the show notes. I don't really care for it. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about it.
No, I just noticed we did.
I think it looks really, really nice.
Oh, I mean, it does. I think it looks great. It's just it's
$170.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the part I don't like the look of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so let's see here. What's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, I wrote a little, like, reminiscence about Transformers the movie, having seen it when I was 7, things like that. Also had to redo the Computron unboxing that my memory card ate last week. That's finally up. And lastly, I'm also starting in the onto the full review process, so I've got a gallery up for Legends, Scrounge, and Cybex.
Hey, Rob, can you reach out to Hasbro or you or Chris to any of your connections and find out where that name come from? Because that's really bugging me on where that name came from.
Well, we'll add it to the list if we, you know, for the next Q&A session.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Q&A time. So I want to mention this because I don't think this always comes across. Now, we don't mention every single email that we get or every single comment that we get. We usually want to talk about whatever is interesting. But please send your stuff. We want to get it, but it doesn't. We'll respond to whatever, but it doesn't always make the show for time and everything. But if you want to get on the show, disagree with us. It's usually the best way to get through. So,
but it has to be a genuine disagreement. If you're just, you know, playing to get your comment on the show, we'll know.
Yeah, exactly. But I this is a really good, really great question, and it's worth discussing here. So Kent emailed about Combiner Wars on Godiny. He said, in last week's show, most people were pretty critical of Combiner Wars. It sounded like most people were expecting The Godfather and not a web-based episode. I went into it with no expectations, and it took me to watch future episodes. It seemed like a comic one-shot issue where it set up a few things but left me wanting to see more. I showed the video to one of my friends at work who is not into Transformers, and they talked about Transformers at work for the next few days. I see this as an attempt by Hasbro to reach out to people who only use phones, mobile devices, and not TV. Well, okay, so I think we discussed earlier in the show that I don't really think it's so much for the people who only use phones and mobile devices. I mean, at Go90, that's exactly what that's for, but I think there was a deal that Verizon did with Machinima or whoever to make that happen. But in respect to, like, what your expectations are, I mean, going in with no expectations, that is the right way to do it. I completely agree that you're typically not going to be disappointed if you go in with no expectations. But it happens sometimes, like with Batman versus Superman. So
wait, you expected that to be good?
I expected it not to be as bad as it was.
Oh. Yeah, see, I think we have every right to go into something new and have the expectation that it'll be decent.
Yeah, well, right. That you want. Yeah,
and my expectation of such with this was not met.
The thing is, why I think that it should be better than it was, spend an extra $5 on it and make the writing a little bit better. It's not like good writing costs substantially more than bad writing or like non-existent writing. I mean, look at what IDW did with Transformers. I mean, like John Barber and James Roberts weren't really known quantities or entities before they did their Transformers work. But guess what? IDW checked to see if they could write before they gave them the books, and they do a good job. Just put a little more effort into just the writing. I mean, write some, if you know you have 5 minutes to get a story across, make it interesting and exciting for those 5 minutes.
To be fair, even though this isn't doing it for me, there are people on this with a history of writing things I like. So that's one of the reasons I was kind of hoping for more with this.
So I don't know who's on the writing team.
Well, the one that comes to mind is George Kurstick, the creator of Megas XLR. So
okay.
That kind of sets some expectations for me in terms of quality. He knows he knows how to do action and he knows how to do robots, and this is just not quite doing it for me yet.
Yeah, well, there may be several layers between the writer and what actually happens. You have your director and everybody who, you know, have their say, and you may have a great script that gets turned into something less than great by means of concessions. Don, go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say that one thing I've been thinking about this Combiner Wars series is that writing something similar to what you were saying, Brian, if you write a 50-minute show and then you have your characters go through their arcs, you go through the story of them changing, going from one viewpoint to another through the course of the series, and then you have your action flow and all that in a 50-minute show, you write differently for that than you would for a five-minute show each week. So if it was drafted and created as a 15-minute show, and then they picked parts where they wanted to cut it into 5 to 6 minute increments, then you're losing some of the narrative flow because all the stuff that makes you want to get involved with these characters is taking place later on down the road. Versus if you had wrote it with a 5 minute time limit in mind, you would be having more character or what you could get into that because you know people are seeing it as in individual segments versus as a complete whole. So I think that everyone who's watching this needs to remember that a lot of the stuff that we're – like some people saying Windblade's out of character. This is maybe part of her character story where she gets more like she is being portrayed currently later on in the series.
It's possible.
So I'm just saying people might need to instead of judging it on a five-minute increment and this person isn't right or that person's not right, if it was created in a 50-minute format and then split up, all of your payoff is going to be on down the road. That's
very possible. And like my thing with Starscream being out of character, maybe by the end of the series he's back in character. Diecast is covering his ears. But I mean, there are things like there's just like some like bad dialogue. I mean, that's
Menasor voice.
Yeah, that was my main problem with when I saw the first one. Surfer Punk Menasor just did not work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and several people have speculated that Sound the Alarm from this episode is probably going to end up as a meme, and because that the delivery on that was just horrific. And
was that after Starscream was shot?
Uh-huh.
That was awful. I laughed out loud.
Yes.
That was bad. Yes.
The delivery on that was really bad to the point of being funny. So
it was hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but just to get back to your original point, I think there needs to be a line drawn between going in with preconceptions and going in with an expectation of quality.
Yeah.
Preconceptions are your own fault, but I don't think a minimum expectation of quality is a bad thing.
Okay, I agree with that. But Kent, thank you for your email. We appreciate it. And we appreciate your opinion and you sharing it. So if you want to disagree with us, send us an email at contact@tfradio.net or send them.
Why don't you make a new email address, disagreeuwithus@tfradio.net?
That works too.
That's a great idea.
That works too. That like that, you can type whatever you want to at tfradio.net. As long as it doesn't exist, it comes to me. it's just, yeah, I'm a catch-all. But yeah, so contact at tfradio.net, or you can click on the Contact Us link on our website, or tweet at us at tfradio, or send us a message at facebook.com/tfradio. Again, not everything makes air, but if I think it'll make an interesting conversation, I will mention it. We lost a listener recently because we didn't read his comments on the air, so sorry about that. He didn't like it. But yeah. On the network this week, we have Get the Skinny. I talk about Crystal Pepsi and Publix, that grocery chain of awesome. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, The Mind's Eye, Being Awesome with Rob Springer, and the fourth episode of our Take 4 Wrestling podcast, which is ECW's Barely Legal 1997. Okay, guys, XV, you are on Twitter at ChrisRTXV, so you can see his photos that he tweeted from the set that he can't talk about. Matt is not on the internet. Diecast is...
I'm at Diecast2 on Twitter, and also check out RFC Reviews on YouTube. What's the last thing I put up? Oh, I put a KO...
Grimlock.
Lock up. So, yeah, you should check that out. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great. I want that. You made me really want that toy.
I forgot to mention the plastic quality isn't the best, but it's also a cheap toy. So,
let's see here, Rob. How do we get a hold of you?
On Twitter, I am at RAC2750 and Flailthroughs, mostly RAC2750 right now. And you can see both XV and my video reviews on the T-Formers YouTube channel, which is T-Formers TV.
Cool. John.
That John D on Twitter.
And Don.
You can reach on at Twitter, at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Good show. A lot of fun.
No comment.
You beat me to it. You beat me to that.
Well, Chris is probably a little jet lag from...
Oh, it's not jet lag. It's exhaustion.
Same time zone, right?
No, just one time zone removed.
That was your...
It's not enough to throw me off.
That was your first flight.
Yeah, and it was fine.
I don't like flying, but I do it if
funny,
I have
you don't
to.
Like, you don't look like Hal Jordan.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Okay. I will give you that one, Don, because I watched the animated adaptation of that, and that was.
I still wish that Jonathan Frakes had played Green Lantern in that movie that they had talked about in the '90s. That would have been great. I know, right?
Back when he was still relatively thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would have been a chair safe from him. Well, probably his.
He could use the ring to make his own chairs to step over.
That's what I was.
So the only problem I had, with flying out of Detroit was that actually someone had stolen the wheels off the plane and put it on giant cinder blocks.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you got shot at.
No, actually, the area we were in was really nice and kind of removed from everything.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay, well, guys, till next week. We'll catch you later. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?